Dog Pound, welcome to Browns Insider with Mike Pettine, driven by Liberty Ford. It's a big week. It's Steeler week. The head coach of the Browns with me right now. And coach, before we get to the Steelers, let's go back a week ago. The biggest road comeback in the history of the NFL. You've had quite an eventful first four games, I'd say.
That's quite an understatement. I think it took us all a day to recover from that one, just because it being such a tale of two halves. I joked after the game, I felt like we went 1-1. Obviously very fortunate to come out with the win and learn some valuable lessons, but it was a huge win for us, but at the same time we need to put it in a box and move on to the next one.
Now, you said you joked after that game that you might need an EKG with the way that this team's playing. How'd your dad hold up after that one?
Yeah, he was. I think it was my mom took it a little worse than he did. They just warned me. They're like, you got to stop. And I told the team too. I don't know if we can handle every week like this. There is no rule against winning by two scores.
Yeah, certainly not. Hopefully, this will be the week that starts. But what does that say to you about your team that they've shown the ability to do it once against Pittsburgh and then do it again against Tennessee? Come back like that.
Well, it just shows the character. I mean, we talked about it's evidence of the mental toughness that we want to exhibit. And it's important, but it is a tribute to them, that the character of not just the players but the coaches, to be able to stay together and stay on the plan. Nobody panicked. And it's good for us moving forward because we've proven that we can do it. On the other side, though, is we don't want to get in that habit. We've been on the road twice and have fallen behind by a combined 50 or so points. That just can't happen. So it's something that we've addressed, and hopefully that when we get on the road again, that we can get out of the gate a lot faster.
And you'll certainly get a lot of energy from the home crowd at First Energy Stadium for this game against the Steelers. But let me ask you about Tennessee. Could you believe the crowd and the support? It almost felt like a home game a little bit there at the end of that one.
We couldn't believe when we pulled up to the hotel. I think we were all amazed that we first kind of came up around the bend. There were three or four fans standing there. We're like, oh, that's typical. And then we went around hit a corner and then went down to the stretch where we were parking, and there was hundreds of them. It was crazy. And then when we got to the stadium early, I guess when the gates opened, the Cleveland fans had all filed in, so that whole lower bowl was all orange and brown. Some of our guys were joking during warm-ups, other than the country music, this feels like a home game. And then then towards the end, I thought I caught a let's go Brownies chant towards the end of the game, and just even seeing some of the TV footage of the plays we made at the end and the reaction in the stands I don't know what the exact count was, but it was, we were just shocked by it, and I think it really energized us, especially late.
I remember seeing you coming off the field after your first win against the Saints, and it was emotional for you. Coming off the field at Tennessee, you look like you were the happiest guy in the world. What was kind of the difference now that you've been there, but was it just kind of the way it unfolded?
Yeah, just as dramatic as it was. I think both teams were in shock that it had happened. I mean, and find out later it's something that hadn't happened in 70 plus years. And it was, we were all feeling it, but to be heading towards our tunnel and to have our tunnel circled with Browns fans, that was a great feeling because that was a big part of our success late. I think our guys felt that energy and it helped us.
We talked last week about how it was an important game to get back to 2-2, to be level. How big is this one, though, now to get your first win in the division? It is the Steelers. You want to kind of end the stigma of what the Steelers have been to the Browns over the last few years. How big is this one?
Well, it's hard. I mean, they're all big, as we say. But this one, you look at the circumstances. We don't want to fall to 0-3 in the division. That's probably first and foremost the most important thing. The road to our goal is paved through the division, so it's important for us to get back on track there. We say in the NFL, you got to hold serve at home. That's important for us. Use your fans, use that home field advantage, and then you can't lie. I mean, it's Pittsburgh. I mean, that's just. I talked about it getting ready for the opener. That it hasn't been much a rivalry just because of the way of how lopsided it's been, and if we want to prove that things are different here. Then we need to take that next step and get a victory.
How important is it to have that second half of dominance against them on their own field coming into this game for just everybody's mental state about the Steelers?
Well, it helps. It helps. But we don't want to put too much into it. I mean, here's a team that had a huge lead against the rival that they have beaten 90%+ of the time. So I'm sure there was some element of just human nature. They just relaxed in the second half, and next thing you know, they looked up and, you know, it was a ball game. So we don't want to put too much into it to say, to look at it as, hey, that's a huge advantage for us. But at the same time, I mean, our guys will have a quiet confidence that we've shown for stretches defensively we could play well against them. And then offensively that the second half we were able to move the ball with the up-tempo. But we want to be able to prove that we can be effective offensively as we have other games without having to go to the no huddle.
All right, we'll be back with more and really dive into this Steelers game on Sunday when Browns Insider with Mike Pettine, driven by Liberty Ford, returns.